welcome back to Lake Effect On-Site in Milwaukee's Third Ward on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North, and for those of you who are listening to us, Michael just danced. That was really lovely. This year marks 50 years of the Milwaukee Ballet. Started in 1970, the company has grown to the powerhouse that you see on stage today, with a professional company, a ballet school, academy, and the entire organization moved to the Third Ward just last autumn. A lot of the ballet's success is due to its artistic director, Michael Pink, and so please join me in welcoming him.
Thank you, Bonnie.
And again, welcome back. As I'm saying to everyone tonight, we're so pleased you could be here. So why the Third Ward? Why did the ballet choose to come here?
The ballet's choice for the Third Ward was an easy one because we were looking for a place where we could effectively raise our own profile locally, nationally, and hopefully internationally. And we could really, in a place where we could share with other like-minded creative spirits. And it is just a perfect location. And as we know, the Third Ward is regarded as the chichi area, the fashion area. So given that the majority of people who work in the ballet industry are very young, trendy people, it's a nice place for them to be. And again, with the accessibility to fine dining and entertainment and recreational activities, it is a perfect place. And we are right at the end of Jackson. So that was one of my visions, was I said, can we have a place where when you stand on a road and look down that road, that you can see this building at the end and you can go, what is that? Oh, it's the ballet.
If you went any further east, you'd almost be in Summerfest.
We would, and we're right next door to Summerfest, so our neighbours are going to be... The summers are going to be interesting.
Yeah.
We had a little bit this year. We arrived in August, so we got the tail end of some of the activities. But again, it's vibrant. It's exciting. It's a wonderful place to be.
Well, the space
not quite as wonderful as being here with you and your last performance. Oh. We've known each other a long time, so...
We have.
Yeah. I love her.
So, in addition to the gorgeous building, and if you have not seen it, studio audience, go see the building. It's really quite amazing. But besides that, does being here in the Third Ward position you to reach new audiences in a way that where you were on Fifth and National couldn't?
Well, I think that goes hand in glove with the idea. If we can raise our profile, because one of the challenges that any city, doesn't matter if it's a large or a small one, getting the people in the city to be aware that you even exist. If you support the arts and you're used to coming to any of our performance venues or the music or the theatre, then you know about it. If you don't, then the chances are you won't. So a lot of our challenge is just general awareness, raising that awareness. So imagine MKE is going to help us all do that. Everybody's working to the same common goal. So if we are in an area where we've got a little bit more foot traffic, and people can walk around and say, oh, what's that building? And then inquire. That's one step closer to communicating with them. Because our job, we all know that if we can get people into our halls of entertainment and our museums, usually they'll come back because they'll just be impressed with everything that they see and the actual emotional and physical experience of being in the theatre. So, and again, that's a testament to the quality of the work that is presented in this city, which is extremely, extremely high.
You got here in 2002. How has it changed?
It's got warmer. Definitely got warmer. Somebody was telling me that the lake last year was 85 degrees. I'm not going to try that bit, but it's changed immeasurably. I mean, look, the skyline has evolved so quickly. And we're in a period of incredible rapid growth, despite recent trends with the markets. This city is on the up and up. And I think the most important thing for me, when I came here, I felt, yes, it's very European architecturally. The folks here, particularly the families with the money and the movers and the shakers, I felt they were very European. They were quite standoffish and slow to get to know. But once you got to know them, the relationships formed, the loyalty formed. And I really feel that. And with that, I think comes the security that they believe in what you're doing and that you can move forward. And so I think we're somewhat reaping the benefits of that now with the Symphony Building, with our building, with the work that's going on. What we need to do is make sure the next generation follows in those footsteps.
Speaking of the next generation, I know you have a school, and there are very, very little ones all the way up to people who are just on the cusp of becoming professionals. Are you taking those folks out into parts of the city that wouldn't normally see a ballet?
Absolutely. I mean, most of our community engagement program is called Ballet Without Boundaries, and a lot of our work is all about being out in the community. We're in the throes of our second part of our campaign, in which we're raising funds to make sure that we can get into those community places. Because as we know, with the cutbacks in the schools, and hopefully more teachers will come on board, it's up to us to be able to get ourselves there and to communicate. And we do a lot of work with disabled children through our Tour de Force program. Our Releve program is with the MPS schools. And we go into the schools, we work with the kids, we get them to move a little bit, and then they come into our world. Now they've crossed a barrier, now they're in a different place. And we've just issued several scholarships to some students from that program who want to go on and become professional dancers. And you know what? I suspect they're going to succeed because they've already found the ability to motivate themselves and be a part of that.
That's terrific.
And to be honest, as with all of our arts groups, our education, commitment to education and community engagement is paramount. If we're not investing in that, then we're not investing in our own futures. So we're all committed to that.
How do you think the ballet will change the Third Ward? We've talked about how the Third Ward is changing how you're doing things.
Well, you'll certainly find more people in the bars and restaurants. And we have a lot of people working at the ballet, you know. I mean, there's one little watering house just across from the ballet, and we have seven studios. So they go A through G, and that's H. So I'm scheduling rehearsals in H.
In H.
So I'm hoping like anything that we will add to the community here, and that together we will really encourage people to come down. And again, with having Myard in the Third Ward and having other artists in the Third Ward, and there's a lot of youth and growth and commitment to the future.
You come from a country that has historically, maybe not so much now, but historically supported the arts in ways that the United States really doesn't. And is there anything that you would like to see city, county, or state government do for artists that isn't being done?
Yeah, give us money. Yeah. I'd love to, again. Well, one has to be direct sometimes, doesn't it help? I mean, you know, they say we have to go out and cultivate relations and you have to have 5 visits before you ask people for money. You could start out and say, would you like to give us some money? We'll tell you why. No, I love the cultivation part of it. I think, most certainly, that without a cultural plan for the city and without cultural leadership, which we now are in the throes of putting in place, it's very hard to prioritize how do we fund those things, because there is never an endless resource. But there certainly could be tax levies that would help us to be able to maintain our products. If they could just help us keep the lights on, if we didn't have to worry about the overheads of our buildings, in particular this beautiful one, I can guarantee you we could put so much more of that hard-earned cash on stage and far more often, and that would benefit, because the more that we're in the marketplace, the more opportunity, in particular in the summer months when our foot traffic increases. And I think there are theatres where you go where you want to be seen, because it's part of a tradition and it's part of a culture. And this is one of them, where this and the Pabst Theatre are the two beautiful theatres where you have a sense of intimacy like this evening and connection, and just, you know, 300 or 400 people feels like a crowd, and that's always good for one's sort of soul and great for the artists on stage.
Absolutely, absolutely. Speaking of the building, how are you settling into the new space? Have you found interesting ways of using it that you didn't anticipate?
We're just getting used to space. We came from a very crowded place, and I just very quickly, I think there's a mentality that when you live in these sort of crowded confines of offices, and you've got 4 people in one tiny room, and then you put them into a space where they've each got their own little room, it's like being released from prison. You actually don't know what to do with all the space, and you can't speak to people, and you don't. So there's a real interesting study of watching people adapt to having space, light.
Do they
heating.
All gather somewhere? Because
they do.
Can't,
yeah. They do. It's creatures of habit. And so that is a wonderful thing to be able to see people growing into the building. We're just in the cusp of discovering what we can and can't do. Like so many other groups, our year is so clearly laid out. There's very little space in between. So we're trying to find where we can do more. But certainly with our school and with our second company and our education department, they're reaping the real rewards of space. And we want people to be in the building. So anytime you're passing, just come in and ask to have a look around. we're there to be a part of the community. Our doors are open.
And if you're very lucky, you might get to see the costumes or the costume storage, because it's pretty amazing.
It is. We've managed to centralize all of that, and that's just a Pandora's box of color
more
and imagination.
More ballet shoes than you can imagine.
Yes, and tutu galore. Yes. Tutus to go lower. So. Couldn't even say that. So.
Well, Michael, it has been such a pleasure talking with you all these years. I wish you the best of luck in the new space, and thanks so much for being part of the show.
Thank you, and thank you, Bonnie, because I have to say, to be interviewed by you is always a joy, because you are such a thoughtful, well-informed person, and you have helped us as a city promote our arts in a way that has great value and doesn't feel as if it's just lip service to us.
Thank you.
That's why we love you and we'll miss you.
Michael Pink has been Milwaukee Ballet's artistic director since 2002. The company arrived in the Third Ward last fall.